Hello and welcome to the Adoration Songbook, a program that encourages you to sing great hymns, hymns that encourage and strengthen your faith. My name is Paul Usher with the Center for Church Music, and I invite you right now to sing this wonderful hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, to my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Tears resound the glorious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of God's redeeming love.
Our hymn today is a much-loved hymn, a hymn that calls us to a life of faithfulness. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Let me encourage you to tune your heart to the things of God. Let this hymn lead you to a life fixed on God and his redeeming love.
Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood.
Perhaps you heard that odd word in the second stanza, Ebenezer. It comes from the Bible, 1 Samuel 7:12. Israel had suffered continual defeat because of its sin. But this time they repented from their sin, they fasted, they cried out for God to help them, and they were victorious. So the prophet Samuel took a stone and labeled it Ebenezer, which literally means stone of help. Samuel was saying, this stone will remind you that God saved you. Your victory was because of him. You know, in all of our lives, we need an Ebenezer, a stone of remembrance that recalls those times when, without God's help, we'd have never made it. Take a few moments, won't you, and remember what God has done for you. Write it down. Let it be your Ebenezer, your stone of help.
The writer of our hymn, Robert Robinson, came to Christ as a young man. He had lived a hard life, but 2 years after his conversion, he expressed his joy in the Lord by writing this hymn. But over time, his faith grew cold and he rejected Christ as God. In the last stanza of the hymn, Robinson wrote, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love." Had he left the God he loved? One day toward the end of his life, he was asked about the hymn. "I am the poor, unhappy man who wrote that hymn many years ago, and I would give 1,000 worlds if I had them to enjoy the feelings I had then." Christian, let's not take God's grace for granted. His mercy is great, but trial and temptation will come. Deep water and high mountains are in the path of all believers. Remember your Ebenezer. Read God's word, pray fast, and then sing often, "Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above." Well, feel free to write us at our website, songsandhymns.org, or call us at 800-587-5780. You can also order our CD, Great Hymns of the Faith, and be with us again right here for another great hymn from the Adoration Songbook.